This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The European Union's executive arm recommended putting Ukraine on a path to membership, a symbolic boost for a country fending off a Russian onslaught that's killing civilians, flattening cities, and threatening its very survival. At a news conference, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said the executive arm of the European Union is recommending that Ukraine be granted candidate status to one day join the 27-nation bloc.
The Commission recommends to the Council, first, that Ukraine is given European perspective, and second, that Ukraine is given candidate status. This is, of course, on the understanding that the country will carry out a number of further important reforms.
In another show of Western support, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson visited Kyiv, met with President Volodymyr Zelensky, and said Ukraine has his backing. He also promised continued aid and military training from Britain.
Just to say how strongly we support Ukraine and the people of Ukraine. And I want to say thank you to your incredible resistance.
Johnson's trip was followed by the leaders of Germany, France, Italy, and Romania on Thursday, who vowed to give Kyiv support in Ukraine's fight without asking it to make any territorial concessions to Russia. Meanwhile, speaking at an international economic forum in St. Petersburg, Russian President Vladimir Putin dismissed Western sanctions on Russia as stupid, that's the word he used, and said he has no problem with Ukraine joining the EU because, unlike NATO, the EU is not a military alliance. This is VOA News.
Just to say,
the House committee investigating the January 6th, 2021 insurrection has asked the wife of a Supreme Court justice for an interview. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
The panel wants to hear from Virginia Thomas. The conservative activist is the wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. Ginny Thomas communicated with people in then-President Donald Trump's orbit ahead of the attack and on the day of the insurrection. Committee Chairman Benny Thompson says it's time for her to come talk after investigators discovered references to her in communications relating to lawyer John Eastman, who was advising Trump on possible challenges to the 2020 election results. Thomas tells the conservative news site Daily Caller she can't wait to clear up misconceptions. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Millions of people are stranded and vast areas of northeastern Bangladesh are inundated after days of heavy rain at the start of the monsoon season. The country's flood forecasting and warning center says major rivers in the area have swollen to dangerously high levels. The whole region is facing power outages, and almost all schools have been converted to makeshift flood shelters. State officials say flight operations at a regional airport have been suspended due to floodwaters approaching the runway. The same area was the scene of a flood just a month ago in which at least 10 people died and more than 2 million were stranded. That flood came before the start of the monsoon season. Florida's governor says no to children's vaccines for COVID-19. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has that story.
Even though Republican Governor Ron DeSantis said the state would not order and distribute the COVID-19 shots for children under 5, the White House says Florida doctors will be able to directly order the vaccines for young children from the federal government. Florida was the only jurisdiction in the nation to decline to place advance orders for the pediatric shots, which received the okay from the FDA. Final authorization from the CDC is expected soon, clearing the way for the last remaining unvaccinated age group to be eligible for the shots. I'm Shelley Adler.
The heads of 6 UN humanitarian agencies this week called on the UN Security Council to renew the mandate allowing aid agencies to bring critical food and medical supplies into northwestern Syria from Turkey. The resolution authorizing the cross-border aid operation is due to expire on July the 10th. And recapping our top story this hour, the European Union's executive arm has recommended putting Ukraine on a path to membership. It's a symbolic boost for the country fending off a Russian invasion. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.